in Gloucester this morning for Roadshow number 7, and we have been welcomed by everybody in Gloucester. We had an unbelievable pregame last night at My Place by the Sea over in Rockport. The food was great. The company was great. We raised a ton of money thanks to you guys coming out last night.
And who was standing next to me? A woman told me last night that they have that DJ set up because there was a dance floor DJ every Wednesday night.
Really?
Days.
Yeah, no. It's a beautiful, if you're looking for a great place to go eat, My Place by the Sea in Rockport, beautiful spot. I want to thank Jared and everybody at Sugar Magnolias, which is over on Rogers Street. Just brought over some great breakfast sandwiches. I want to thank Paul Brancaleone, who was here earlier and brought everybody a gift, including this right here, which he has named Bread Zeppelin 2. I got a little starter.
Oh!
For me. And
sourdough Lance. Is back.
Active starter, by the way. It's active, and it's very active.
And it's start for the Red Sox tonight.
Very
active. I pray you talk about it a fraction as you did the first time.
I stopped on the way up for a North Shore beef. Only a bite or two, but I went to King's Famous Roast Beef.
Oh, I walked past that place. Looks great.
Three-way?
Three-way, yeah. Have you ever you probably have never had a beef.
Yes, I've tried one. I did not like it.
You didn't like it?
No, Sando loves them.
Really?
Not for me, yeah.
Okay, everybody likes a beef.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I like a lot of the places offer pizza rolls.
Yeah, that's not a beef.
I know, but I enjoy the pizza rolls. So when we go, Sando gets a beef, I get a pizza roll.
All right. We are going to, as we always do, play Hill Notes back at about 9:20 this morning. You can leave one of those on the Odyssey app now on any topic. And let's get to Courtney into some of today's news.
I wish Wiggy was here to speak on this one because the prosecution rested their case in the Diddy trial on Tuesday, and the defense is expected to deliver their closing arguments today, and then deliberation will begin. So the jury has heard more than 6 weeks of testimony from 34 government witnesses, including ex-girlfriends, former employees, and law enforcement agents. Diddy has pled not guilty to charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, conspiracy, and transportation to engage in prostitution.
Okay, what are people saying, those who've been watching the trial or watching the jury? Are they expecting a guilty verdict?
So it's interesting because a lot of people I've talked to that are paying close attention think that he is going to be found guilty. Wiggy, however, yesterday said to me, I think he's going to get off.
Yeah.
Well,
he says that about everybody,
and he did get off.
He doesn't think anybody's guilty ever if they're a celebrity.
You know what I find, and it's not they shouldn't be in jail, but like everybody that we watch and we look up to in entertainment knew all of this, for years, and it's like, how can you be a human being and know about how this guy is treating people?
Yeah, but that's been going on. I mean, Harvey Weinstein.
No, I know. I'm saying
about it's crazy.
But like the people that lecture us about morality know this about this guy and are silent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Some changes to those attending Newton schools this fall. They are not allowing unvaccinated kids back in the classroom. So the superintendent of schools, Anna Nolan, said that the district's decision to reinforce state vaccination requirements came after a recent chicken pox outbreak in the district. If kids are getting chicken pox coming to school unvaccinated and then it's getting spread throughout.
But can't you only get chicken pox once?
But isn't it better to get chicken pox than to have to get the vaccination?
They used to have chicken pox parties, I believe.
My mom sent me to my buddy's house when he had chicken pox when I was like 7. She's like, you should get it. I didn't get it, and I ended up having to get the shot.
Yeah.
How did you go? Were you the only one who went there and didn't get it?
Yeah, well, it was just like there was like 3 of us.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Were you like rubbing up against him?
No.
It's 7.
They were gaming.
Yeah.
Can I say something about Newton schools quickly? Newton is like the most expensive city in America to live in. Jess teaches there. They don't have air conditioning in the elementary school.
That's nuts.
Like, you can't get a condo for less than $1 million.
Yeah. You probably should. I mean, you know, back in my day, we didn't have it in the one room.
Back school, in my day,
in right. one room schoolhouse either. But they probably should have it. At this
the classroom was 86 degrees. Yeah. Who's learning anything?
Yeah, we didn't have it in my classrooms growing up either.
Yeah, we had a masseuse in Dover.
Okay, what's next?
Let's go to Nantucket schools who are banning phones. Curtis, you'll like this one. The school committee voted unanimously in favor of Nantucket High School and Cyrus Pierce Middle School. They're going to require students to place their phones and other personal electronics in a secure, magnetically locked bag at the start of each school day, and then they retrieve them after the final bell.
I think that's great. We've talked about that a lot on this show, and I think it makes a lot of sense. I think most teachers that you talk to agree with it. It's a massive distraction for them when they're trying to teach kids. And so, I mean, the argument is always what happens if there's an emergency or whatever.
But so, this one, I would assume, so they still have their phone on them. It's just in this magnetically closed bag.
Yeah.
If something were scary to happen in the school, the teacher can unlock everybody's bag and you've got your phone.
Okay. All right.
An irrational fear in the news. Neighbors at the Concord condominiums in Brookline are fed up with one unit in the building that has trash piled up all around it and approximately 100,000 bed bugs inside.
Gross.
100,000?
I just ate a breakfast sandwich. What are you doing?
Can you see bed bugs?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Oh yeah. Okay. You always, every time you go into a hotel, you look at the corners.
Oh, okay.
But what are they? I didn't know you could. I always just saw them when we lived off campus in Brighton. They had the red X through the mattresses. Like, don't use this.
But you can usually see.
Gross.
But yeah. So the town's health department said an elderly woman with mental health and hoarding issues owns and lives in the unit. Here's Richard Rubin, who lives on the fourth floor at the condominium on NBC Boston.
This thing has been going on now for 2 months. Two people moved out because of this. Two across the hall. They had leases, and they moved out. One of them because their five-year-old got bitten. They wanted to stay long-term, but they couldn't do it. They wanted to do it. They wanted to expose the kids to it.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah, no, thank you.
And that's Ken lives in Brookline, and there were many of his neighbors that were outraged that he kept his groceries in the foyer because of COVID.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Marley Peterson, she's a musician in Boston, and she's desperate to find her oboe after it was stolen from her apartment building's lobby in Alston. If you are watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see the security footage of this thief that came in, got away with the oboe, some Lego sets, and house decor. It was all caught on video, and now police are asking for help from the public to try to identify this crook. Here's Marley Peterson on BZ.
Or maybe not, Jackson.
I'm sorry, I didn't have that cut.
Oh, okay.
We know that.
Okay. Do you have... that's fine. We can move. Why don't we move on?
Oh,
to
here,
the next
I got it. I'm
stuff.
Sorry. I thought it was five.
I have been packing up my apartment because in a few months I will be moving out of here. I wrote in huge letters on a note, moving in progress, please do not take. Opens the case and examines it so he knows it's an instrument. And then I asked my manager to get videos from both lobbies for the whole day to see if this guy comes in and out. So I've been doing my own little detective work.
It's a weird thing to steal somebody's oboe. Like, are they high value on the black market or something like that? Or is
they are very high value.
Oh, yes.
How high value?
A couple $1,000s.
Really?
Oh, wow.
How do you know that?
Really? Because I went to a music school, and I knew a couple of people that played the oboe.
Oh, you did? What music school?
Boston Arts Academy.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. What was your instrument of choice?
The bass guitar.
Oh.
And the big bass. I played the big stand-up bass one time at Symphony Hall.
Oh, Jackson.
At Symphony Hall?
Yes.
What, did you break in?
it was some kind of performance from the...
What was the bass line? What particular bass line did you
It was Ein kleiner Nachtmusik by Mozart.
Oh, nice.
Jackson's really? Lived a million lives.
Yes, he has.
It's really fascinating.
He's not wrong, by the way. I looked up oboes, and there's some on here for $3,000, $4,000, $10,000.
Really?
Yeah. You got to spend a lot to get a good oboe.
Yeah, well, just as long as you're not playing the French horn.
Hopefully she gets it back.
Yes. We have an airline incident of the day.
Flight 209, are you clear to take off?
And now, the latest plane incident.
No, but this guy doing the flying has no airline experience at all. He's a menace to himself and everything else in the air.
Of the day.
By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
On the Greg Hill Show.
An overweight UK traveler was hauled off of a flight in Thailand. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see this all go down.
How fat do you think it has to be for them to note overweight?
And not big boned? Yeah. So this guy got on the flight, had a window seat, and then said he did not have enough room. They were taking off from Bangkok. He said to the flight attendants, my window seat does not have enough room for me. I would like to be moved into an emergency exit seat. The flight attendant said no. So then he caused a scene. Flight attendants then had to call authorities, and they had to carry him off. It got so bad at one point, he decided to lay down in the aisle, and that's when other passengers got upset, were yelling at him, you know, get up. The whole debacle landed the flight an hour delay.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he inconvenienced everybody else.
Yeah.
And he's like, so he's basically saying, I'm fat, I want to move to this seat, you need to acquiesce to what I want.
Correct.
How about just buy the seat ahead of time?
People who travel, like, people, like, ignore all common decency as soon as they get to an airport.
Yeah.
Like, there's zero respect for anybody else.
I have a fix for this. You know how before you board the plane in the area right in front of the gate, they have those size things where you put your bag?
Yeah.
That's not exactly.
And if it's that size, it can go in a carry-on?
That's not a good idea.
Do that with people.
You're going to say there's a scale?
Of course. No, not scale. It's your waist.
Yeah. Ooh.
Like if you can't
like the seatbelt.
Why is it okay for your suitcase, but not okay for the person who's going to be – the suitcase doesn't care if it's crowded.
Yeah. Well, there are people who demand that they be given two seats.
Yeah.
At the expense of the airline, which doesn't seem fair to me either.
But if we were ignoring how people feel, wouldn't that be logical?
Yeah.
That you would say, if you're this size, you can have your bag, and if you're this size, you can have a seat.
Yeah.
And I'm all so right, fat, blah, 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 blah.
Courtney, great job on the news.
Hey,
can we hear it for Courtney,
well
please,
done, Courtney.
Thank you so much.
Great job.
Great job.
You guys are too kind.
Excellent. We are in Gloucester, and it is Roadshow number 7. Next week, we're on Lake Winnipesaukee, so Wednesday night, we will be at the Nassau right there on the lake, and Thursday morning at the Dive. Ken tells me that those of you who won VIP access to the Dive next week have been informed of that. The rest of you will have to arrive by boat. And so I cannot wait to see what it's like next week.
So just walk me through. So the Dive is on a sandbar.
Yes.
In the water. So yes. People could theoretically be...
Smalls Cove is where we are.
Okay. But people could theoretically watch the show waist deep out at the sandbar the entire time.
They actually have bar seats outside of the Dive that are in the water.
That's so
very
cool.
Yes. So, and I think everybody, I'm assuming that everybody can, whether it's Spotify or the Odyssey app or whatever, you can throw the show on the sound system on the boat in the water bright and early on Lake Winnipesaukee next week. So,
Big Jack, are you bringing the fiance for this show?
That is yet to be determined. The question has gone to the higher ups, and we're waiting for an answer.
I see. Who's
higher up?
Ken or your fiance?
Yeah, no, Ken. I'm waiting for an answer from Ken.
Well, you have a room. Yeah. I mean, what you don't need Ken's permission to bring your fiance.
Okay, well,
it's kind of like an Aaron Rodgers situation. Like, what? Do you actually have a fiance?
Well, that I do. Yes. Well, he said that there's not an option, but there's two rooms that are being decided, and one is not. One's a hotel. One's a house.
Oh.
So I guess it depends on that. That's what he said. I don't want to impede on anybody.
Well, oh, that's very nice.
This is your first roadshow, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox back in action tonight. They're home to take on the Blue Jays. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. Lenny DiNardo and Mike Monaco have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show.
Big series this weekend, Curtis. I mean, they're all, as you said, going forward here. They all are, but gain a little traction in the East and get yourselves. I mean, The really bothersome thing about this Red Sox season is that they are still in the wild card hunt. And I'm guessing the way the division is, they will remain that way for a while. So
it's just the way that they've created the playoffs. I mean, now there's three more teams than there was 5 years ago, so everybody's kind of, it's like the NHL. It's harder to miss the playoffs than make the playoffs.
So you can't quite give up on them.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
It feels like John Henry has.
Yeah. I don't know. If you bring up the current situation with Alex Cora and Craig Breslow and whether the two of them are able to find a way to be good thought partners going forward.
Yeah.
And I think that the way in which this season goes will have a great deal to say about that, because if they can make the playoffs, I think Alex Cora is safe.
When I come back from my brief vacation, the 21st of July, are we exclusively Patriots, or are the Red Sox making moves before the deadline?
I think they'll make moves before the deadline.
I hope you're right, Greg.
I really do.
All right.
Me too. If anybody has their breakfast out there, a seagull is eating it. So yeah, I just want to let anybody know.
Oh, I got distracted. Oh.
Yeah, that's going on.
Oh, nature.
Right out of the bowl, too.
Yes. Yeah.
At least he's using a bowl.
Yes. Good manners.
Are seagulls allowed to land on the pole?
Probably not.
They just shoot them out of the sky.
Yeah.
Oh, probably. No, it's Dr. Diana's breakfast.
Oh, well.
Dr. Diana's here.
There go the egg whites.
Please don't eat that.
Oh, there's Dr. Diana. You know, she's here just in case I have an emergency.
Well, you've already had one. Looking at your pants.
The second round of the NBA draft took place, and the Celtics traded back their 32nd pick after reportedly missing out on Rashear Fleming, who went 31 to the Phoenix Suns. The Celtics drafted Kentucky center Amari Williams at number 46 and VCU guard Max Schulga at number 57. In the NFL, former Ravens kicker Justin Tucker has been suspended for the first 10 weeks of the 2025 regular season after the NFL found that he violated its personal conduct policy. The lobster rolls are back at the Nines. Visit your local 99 today and try their famous colossal lobster rolls, 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on grilled brioche, served hot buttered or with just the right amount of mayo and celery with fries and coleslaw. You gotta love the Nines. That is what's trending. We'll be right back.